Hello, Kate speaking.
Kate, Peter Donegan.
Oh, hi there, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. Are you in a car?
I am, yes. I'm really sorry, I forgot that I meant to be driving my friends down to Devon. So, will it work still?
I think it should, yeah, yeah. Unless your friends start singing Tina Turner while you're on the road.
I hope not. We are going, it's wedding dress shopping, so there probably will be some girliness, but hopefully that will happen tomorrow.
I'm in way over my head already, Kate. Yeah, how to confuse an Irishman. Start talking about wedding dresses.
It's confusing me too. I can't believe this. We're doing it, but we are.
Let me just get Tamara on the line and we'll just check if she's available. Hi, Tamara.
Hello. Hello, is that better?
That seems better, yeah, by a long shot.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed then.
Okey-dokey.
I think it should be okay now.
Okay, all right, let's just make sure I'm recording. I'm going to try not to get confused between talking to two women at the same time. That's not their fault. It's because we'll just hope
it's
this works.
It's distracting.
Which is distracting, Kate or Tamara? Sorry, have I done it already? Did I call you the wrong name? Oh, jeez. Right, take 3.5. We'll cue the intro music. I'll get my thoughts together and we'll come back just after this. 1 second.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sod Show Garden Podcast.
It's another Friday afternoon and you are very welcome to the Sod Show Garden Podcast. Chelsea Flower Show 2018 is literally around the corner. It is the greatest, largest horticultural stage in the planet and no stranger to Chelsea would be two ladies, Tamara Bridge and Kate Saville. We have Tamara online. Tamara, how are you? You're very welcome to the Sod Show.
Thank you very much. I'm well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm fantastic as always, Tamara. Let me get straight into it if we can. The Warner Edwards Garden, what will that picture now on paper? Can you see it with your eyes closed?
Absolutely. I think both Kate and I probably go to bed thinking of it, dream of it and wake up thinking of it. But that's the nature of Chelsea. But this year it's really nice because we've got a garden that essentially is all about the plants. It's all about the flavour. And it's a way of incorporating so many of the ingredients that are used in the Warner Edwards gin, but then also just sort of pushing it a little bit further than that and thinking what else we can use in the garden that might have some really incredible flavour. But then again, coupled in with that is our passion for the bees, and particularly Warner Edwards are really, really passionate about saving the and sort of raising awareness of the plight of the bee. And so a lot of our plants are extremely bee friendly. And they're also part of the Laminaceae family, which Jekka McVicker was explaining to us, can really, really, really help the bees, not just because they're pollinators, but also just for their well-being and their health. So we're learning all the time doing this garden. And I think the important thing with plants is making sure the garden itself has got a really strong structure, and then everything else sort of just hangs together really nicely off that.
Kate Saville, you're very welcome to the Sod Show. How are you, my dear?
I'm really good, thank you. Thanks for having us.
You're most welcome. Well, how do I say this? You're a lot better looking, a lot more popular, a lot more intelligent and a lot better at what you do than I am. How does it feel to be you?
Oh my God, what an intro. Thanks. Can I record that? Wow, it feels good at the minute. We have had a very busy week in the land of garden design and just Chelsea sorting. I've probably been on the phone more to Tamara this week than the whole year of my parents. So we've been busy, but it's really great. We're having good progress with everything. So yeah, exciting times ahead.
Let's get on to serious business. You are designing the Warner Edwards Garden at Chelsea Flower Show 2018. To be fair, there is no greater stage in the world, but let's bring it back just a little bit if we can, Kate.
Cool.
How did you and Tamara end up working together?
Yes, so we collaborate as sort of separate designers and use Chelsea as a kind of platform to come together and sort of create gardens together. But we met in early 2015. We were both finalists for RHS Young Designer of the Year. And we met at Wisley. That was the first time we'd ever met. And it was a bit of an introduction day. We got to meet Paul Harvey Brooks, who was our mentor, and Isabel Coulter. And they actually set us a challenge. So they gave us 4 weeks to design a front garden for the RHS Spring Fair in the Lindsay Hall. So it was a bit of a challenge. And along with Josh Chapman, we came up with a design. But I think that's really where Tamara and I sort of worked together quite quickly, and we seemed to work well together. And also the RHS sort of threw us in a room. we had to share a room all together. So we got to know each other really well. Yeah, it just sort of went on from there, really.
To be fair about this, Kate, you've had quite a fast trajectory, number one, and number two, as a duo. It is that singer-songwriter, Lennon-McCartney kind of a thing, and sometimes that works, and sometimes that two magnets back-to-back, opposite ways, you get an opposite reaction.
Yeah.
You've done very well together.
Yeah, it really works, and I think that is exactly it. We are different in some areas. She's very good at being organised and being direct and sort of getting the job done. But and I could be quite airy-fairy sometimes. But we seem to meet in the middle, and our skills complement each other. And also, we've never got in an argument. We managed to, you know, because that seems to be the first question that everyone says. You know, how often do you fall out? But we've never fallen out, and it just seems to work. So I feel like, let's not break it.
Did you take a lot of inspiration from where Warner Edwards are based? And I've never been there. I've not seen it. So you'll have to explain this to me like I'm a 2-year-old, Tamara. But where their distillery is?
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely one of our key messages within our briefs that the sponsors gave us, and also what we want to then sort of explain to the audience and the visitors that come to Chelsea. The business, Warner Edwards, is actually based on the family farm, which is called Falls Farm in the village of Harrington in Northamptonshire. So what we wanted to try and do is sort of encapsulate that sort of feeling, the countryside there. They've also got a botanical garden actually on site that they take a lot of inspiration from. So we wanted to get across that. And actually, the village itself is said to be built on rock and water. So that was hugely key to the design. And not only that, but they actually have a spring on the farm, and that natural spring water is what they use in their gin. So this couldn't be more sort of authentic to them, really. And that's definitely key.
Well, here's another one, because I don't usually read press releases, and contrary to some things that have been noted about the Sod Show of recent, but I rarely do research either, because it allows you, the listener at home listening to this, to get the same insight that I'm getting, rather than me tell the person at the end of the line what they should say to me, if that makes any sense. But one of the key little tips that I picked up on from Christopher, hi, if you're listening, thanks very much for piecing this together, but Warner Edwards have a resident beekeeper.
Yes.
Baffling.
How many can say that?
But that's the whole thing. How many could say that? And when that came in, I actually picked up the phone to him straight away and said, yeah, I'll take Kate and Tamara on in the morning.
Absolutely. And I think that just shows as well, not only their sort of innovation for forward thinking as far as the flavour of their products concerned, but actually their commitment to their heritage, their landscape, their countryside, and looking towards that and how they can actually help. And they're doing an awful lot, and it's really fascinating to see that side of it growing. And actually, that's going to be we're going to use Johnny the beekeeper to build part of our garden. So yeah, we're looking forward to that bit.
You would have had it maybe last year when you did the BBC Joe Wiley garden, and without crossing over old ground, but correct me if I'm wrong, Tamara, you're essentially given a bit of a brief. You have the sponsor or the funding in place, and yourself and Kate get to go and essentially, I won't say play around, but you get to draw inspiration from something and you place it there. This one seems to be almost like Kate and Tamara have been welcomed into the Warner Edwards family, and we're going to have a bit of a group huddle, funnel our thoughts through your horticultural, botanical, photosynthetic mind, and out the far side comes what people will see this year at Chelsea Flower Show. Is that an odd but yet fair way to put it?
Yeah, I don't think I could have actually put it any better. I think that's exactly what it feels like. When we go there now, it is like meeting old friends. And if Kate and I come up with an idea, they sort of really throw it around. But equally, sometimes we'll get there and they've had this like mad brainstorming session and they've come up with like loads of extra things. And so we sort of all sit down and sort of that takes us off down another tangent. And so all the time we're constantly going, oh my gosh, we could do this, and pulling in extra people. So it's sort of very fast moving and always looking forward to the next idea. And we're going up there next week as well. So who knows what we might be coming up with next, but they couldn't make us feel more welcome.
Which I have to say is an absolute delight, and it's beautiful to hear. Talk to me about how did you meet Tom and Tina Warner?
A lot of it really was because Kate and I were obviously lucky enough to be at Chelsea last year, and they were also there with their sort of distillery. I think they were actually distilling gin on site. And so they came over and said hello. And then later on in that summer, they gave us a ring and said, actually, what we'd really love is for you guys to come and help us, you know, bring more of the farm to Chelsea so that we can really, really shout about it. And from there, sort of August onwards, I think we've sort of been nonstop on the phone chatting and getting things done.
Now that we've hit the nail on the head, I won't call Warner Edwards a sponsor, but at the same token, to put a title on it, to put a word in it, how different was putting this garden together for Chelsea versus last year's?
I think probably could be more different in that last year it was just on a completely different timescale, and essentially we had a sort of, I wouldn't say a looted brief because we still needed to sort of fulfill what we were given, but Warner Edwards have got a very clear image as to what they want to talk about, what's important to them, and actually the list was quite long, so to try and create a garden that captured every sort of message that was important to them but still look simple and still be enjoyable as a garden was a really, really, well, it was a really exciting challenge for Kate and I to sit down, particularly with, again, going back to the partnership with two of us, because you've got to sort of simplify ideas down but actually still keep it complex enough to be able to talk about it and make it relevant to their key messages, I suppose.
Tamara, with your, let's say, I'll try and take this a little bit differently. I walk into Chelsea, I go up where the old BBC gardens used to be, I head up towards where you are going to be this year. What am I going to see? What am I going to feel? What do you see when you're, how do you say, you morph yourself into Peter Donegan seeing it for the first time?
Ooh, I think as you come round, we've got a lot of stone wall in this garden, and that I think is going to be the first thing you see, and it's going to be lovely and soft, and really, really the sort of important bit of that is that it's really well crafted, and it sort of sets the tone for the garden, and it's sort of going to be wrapped in all this lovely green foliage, so it's going to look quite soothing and quite calm. And as you get a bit closer, you'll hear our really lovely naturalistic stream as it sort of comes out from its source, and you'll then sort of meet the garden, see our lovely seating area. It's going to look sort of really quite relaxed, but then once you start really looking in the garden, you'll see that the planting is actually complex and there's going to be lots and lots of different varieties going on. And we'll sort of move from sort of quite sort of shady planting through up into the top gravelly, stony seating area where we'll have lots of amazing thyme and Mediterranean rock mint and lots of sort of really lovely aromatic foliage. And then I suppose the thing that's really going to capture people's interest is the front part of the garden is actually representative of Falls Farm. And essentially the farm is situated on a English monument of the sort of medieval terrace gardens that you can still see. And we wanted to definitely sort of bring that back, because that's really part of the history of the site. And so the front part's going to be this sort of terrace bank of rough pasture, really. And it's sort of descriptive of the fact that the garden is, if you sort of imagine it back at home, back in Northamptonshire, is part of this wider landscape. And so you'll see not only the garden, but also where it then joins the rest of the countryside. So I think that should sort of, look really, really interesting.
Well, how do I phrase this to you? Because it's, I think, the ultimate compliment when you're on the, I don't know, in Peter's Head, you're in the Galtymoor Dance Hall in Cricklewood, and somebody comes up and asks you to dance, and you take that as a compliment to analogize that into somewhat of horticulture. When you're doing your thing at Chelsea Flower Show 2017 and another phones you up and says, Kate, tomorrow I've seen what you, I like the cut of your jib, to quote what my mom would have said, can I give you some money, would you like to hold our hands and can we walk out onto the dance floor together, you essentially have received the ultimate compliment for something that you have done. I noted it a little bit more jestfully maybe than this, but then again, she was on her way to buy bridesmaid dresses and apparently I'm supposed to watch that film. That's another conversation for another day. I'm not going to watch it, by the way. At the same token, how good does it feel to be you at this moment in time?
It feels incredible. There's no doubt about it. It's a massive privilege to be asked to go to Chelsea, and to do it with my really good mate Kate is even better, and then to do it with people like Tom and Tina is just overwhelming. And I'm still not quite sure it's sunk in, and I'm sure it probably won't, to be honest, until press day comes around again and we'll be thinking, gosh, you know, this time last year we were here for the first time, and the year before that we had, you know, if you'd said we were going to be doing our second Chelsea, I don't think either of us would have believed you. So, yeah, can't quite get it around my head yet, but definitely extremely excited. And like I say, just can't wait to be back on the showground.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Christopher has it noted in your press release that both you and Kate are just 30 years of age. You've done two Chelseas. You've both competed in the RHS Young Designer Awards with Paul Hervey Brooks and our good friend Isabel Coulter. It's a pretty fast, if you don't mind me saying, it's a pretty fast trajectory.
Yeah, I think so. I think I needed my seatbelt as well, if I'd realised how fast it was going to be. But I suppose I came into it fairly late. I sort of did a few things before I found design. And at the point when I sort of applied for the Young Designer competition particularly, I had no idea if I was any good, and I really almost didn't apply. And I think really it was a case of it's now or never. If you don't do it now, you're just going to forever make up excuses. And so to sort of get there and find that actually, you know, it wasn't too bad after all, was huge. And actually at that point then it sort of ignited everything, and I just wanted to focus and kind of just keep going forward. And I think Kate was a bit the same actually, and perhaps that's why we paired up, as we sort of both recognised each other's drive and focus, but also kind of passion for what we were doing. And it's nice to have a friend next to you when you're whistling through all of this Chelsea madness.
Do you have moments in this tomorrow where you turned around and scratch your head as a career? I'm saying, I understand that Chelsea scratching her head saying, you know, how did I get here? Is this really real? Somebody pinch me a little bit. But from a career perspective, did you have the opposite, which is the moments where you turn around and say, what am I doing? What have I done? Why did I study horticulture? What am I doing here, please? And then all of a sudden, with hindsight, it's obviously easier to look back and laugh at those days that your tent leaked and the sandwiches were wet and the kids were screaming and that holiday, and you jest about it. You always laugh about it and say, oh my God, wasn't that hilarious? When in fact, at the time, everybody was just miserable and wet and it was 4 o'clock in the morning.
And it was hideous.
Have you had those moments? Not the holiday ones, but the career ones?
I think it's funny, I was only talking about this the other day. I've had such a wiggly route into design. I started off with horses. I went into arboriculture. From there, I sort of nudged sideways a bit back into horticulture. And that was really where I kind of accidentally fell into design, to be honest. And so at those points, I probably thought, what on earth am I doing? But as soon as I found garden design, I suddenly felt like actually all the pieces had come together. So that's been really nice. But also my first sort of intro into design world was building quite a substantial show garden at my local show. And the difference between that and the RHS shows is we only have 4 days to build it. And I went in so naive. I had no idea. I had sort of 10 people on site working madly all the time for these 4 days. And I sort of put the last plant in at about 2 o'clock in the morning, the day of the show. And for me, that was quite fortunate, because actually it's never got that bad again. And I sort of thought, if I can make it through that, and the garden actually sort of looked all right the next morning, everything else sort of feels quite achievable. But yeah, sure, it's tough and it's hard. And I think that the rewards of working with such an amazing team of talented people, because you have your contractors, your plant growers, you know, the list goes on and on, to sort of pull it all together and then all stand in front of it on that final day, it's addictive. You can't kind of live without it. Every time I sort of finish it and I'm tired and it's all exhausting, I think, gosh, you know, perhaps I have a year off, and it hasn't happened yet. I think I've done about 9 gardens in 6 years.
Oh my goodness me. I always say, Kate, that when I'm making and designing gardens, that there's a bit in my head that needs to be the daydreamer, and then I have to click the switch and I have to turn the creative or the daydream into an equation and a reality. Is that a little bit of where you're the daydreamer and Tamara is the equation?
Wow.
Is that fair?
It sounds very familiar. It's very fair, but I'm not going to take away that Tamara is not a daydreamer as well. I think we're two daydreamers, but maybe one's a bit higher up in the clouds than the other.
But you need that. You need somebody to turn around and say, I have a cunning plan, Baldric. Let's pretend we're eating candy floss from the sky when it's in fact clouds and you're lying in a wet field.
Totally. And especially creating a show garden, because it is sort of coming up with a whole concept and an idea and almost made up clients, even though ours aren't. It is kind of make believe. It's really got to happen. It's really got to work well. So you're totally right there, and that's why it works.
I believe last year, well, I know last year you designed the love of my life, the Joe Wiley Scent Garden last year, as it was officially titled at Chelsea 2017.
Oh, well, she is lovely.
Talk to me a little bit about that, because I don't mean to be critical of you, but I was aware that you had worked with Isabel Coulter and Paul Hervey Brooks, both former guests of the show, I should add, at the Young Designers Day.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, it seemed to me, you just were catapulted into that Chelsea thing alongside the BBC, alongside Joe Wiley, and to both of your credit, the garden was absolutely stunning.
Oh, thank you.
You're most welcome.
Tamara is actually, and she'll tell you a bit more about it, but she has been creating show gardens at Sandringham Flower Show for, God, 7 years. So she's very familiar to this whole sort of show garden Shabazz. So for me, it was my first show garden at Tatton Park. But I've previously worked for Adam Frost on his last two Chelsea gardens, and quite familiar to the showground. So we were both, and Tamara has worked on other designers. I think she had planted the Hartley Botanic Stand a few years back. So we were both very much aware and loved the atmosphere, and you know, we love the hype of the Chelsea Flower Show. So I think absolutely challenged first show at Chelsea. We were thrown at the deep end, and also three months to design and build the gardens as well. It was quite last minute. Fortunately, the RHS were extremely helpful, and it totally helped having the support from Young Designer a few years back. But also working with Joe Wiley, like you said, she's amazing. She's so much fun, and she was so involved, and so she's really held our hands through the whole process. She came to Hortus with us to choose our plant, so that was brilliant. But she was really supportive and sort of texting us and keeping us going. So we were really lucky to work with great people, including Joe, and I feel like that was what made the garden come together as well as we hoped it would.
Talk to me a little bit then about the Warner Edwards garden, if you can. How did that piece together? Did you struggle with that brief? Or, as I always say it, sometimes with the daydreamer, in my head anyway, you're sitting down at the bar and you're having a pint of Guinness and you go, boom, eureka, I've got it. Someone give me the back of a beer mat. I've got it. Tomorrow, you'll never guess what. This is it. It's it. Now, how do we make it happen?
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that the Joe Wiley Scent Garden came together in an afternoon design session. That was instant. The Warner Edwards Garden took a little longer. The brief was fantastic. So all about the ethos of Warner Edwards, collecting natural flavours from the English countryside. So we had a fantastic brief, brilliant sponsors, but the idea didn't come together as quickly as we were hoping. We did actually come up with an idea of having a bar, and we actually decided to scrap that idea because we thought it would be a bit too obvious. So we actually went back to the drawing board, and I think that actually worked out for the better because we came up with a real, a true sort of representation of where the distillery is based. So Harrington is where the distillery is based. And the real, we were so inspired by the essence of the countryside where the farm is. I think actually having to go back to the drawing board really helped us.
Let me sidetrack slightly because Warner Edwards do what, Kate?
So they specialise in natural flavoured gin. So they have a fantastic dry gin, but it doesn't stop there. They have it was the first rhubarb gin to be brought out to the market, and that is actually Queen Victoria's rhubarb. The generation down from that's been passed down, they use that rhubarb in the gin. So that's one of the many flavours that they do. Elderflower, which is we've got some elder bushes in our garden, and that's another flavour that they have. And also Melissa, lemon balm, which is also going to appear in the garden. That's one of their key flavoured gins, along with the honeybee gin, which has just been launched, which they work very closely with the RHS. And I believe they actually, there's some kind of relationship that they actually help support the ever-declining and terrible situation that we are with the bees, and they're creating wildflower meadows in their grounds of the farm. So they've got a lot to give, and they've got so many ideas. They're dreamers as well, so they're forever coming up with new ideas and new flavours and new gins. So they're exciting people to work with.
Well, let me just clarify that for those of you listening at home, because Warner Edwards and their collaboration with the RHS is since October, and a donation from each sale of its new honeybee gin indeed does go to the Royal Horticultural Society. And those proceeds will be used for the header garden at RHS Wisley, where Matthew Potash, former guest of the show, is the head don there. And every bottle of honeybee gin.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
I should be doing adverts for Warner Edwards on television. I'll try this in a different tone. Every bottle of honeybee gin also comes with a packet of wildflower seeds to encourage the planting of bee-friendly gardens and spaces.
Fantastic. That sounds brilliant. I'm sure they'll love you.
Kate, did you get to taste all the stuff?
We have. We were very fortunate, along with Jo Wiley. So we were so really pleased to see her again at the honeybee launch. So we sampled a few, but it is strictly business. So we had to keep our, you know, designers' heads on at all times. But I think there'll be a fun opportunity throughout the show to come up with possibly a new flavour with all the lovely botanical plants that we have in our garden. So lots of exciting things to think about.
We leave it there just for the minute. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a real pleasure. Best luck at Chelsea 2018, and I look forward very much to seeing your garden. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much for having us. Cheers. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. For you listening at home, if there's anything you need, if you're on the road, if you're driving, at Sideshow on Twitter, facebook.com/thesideshow, and sideshow.com. It's in iTunes, it's on Spotify, and obviously via the Sideshow website. My huge thanks to Tamara Bridge and Kate Saville, and also to Christopher and the team at Warner Edwards for piecing this one together.
Thank you
very much. Take care, all the best.
You too. Bye bye.
See you soon. Bye.
Enjoy the shopping with the wedding dress.
Thank you. Bridesmaid.
Are you bridesmaid, are you?
Yeah, so hopefully it's not going to be, if you've seen Bridesmaids, the film, but
I haven't.
Hopefully not a replay of that. Oh, well, you need to watch it.
Do I?
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Yes!
Tamara, have a great weekend. We'll talk soon, my dear, and look forward to seeing you this May.
Thank you very much. Take care, all the best.
You too. Bye-bye.